99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
So group therapy earlier this week, we spoke to a listener. Her fiance had been paying guilt money to his ex for a year. Why? Well, he felt bad. He cheated on his ex with his current fiance. Now, he wants to stop paying her rent and utilities, but she's been threatening to expose him as a cheater on social media, you know, try to get him fired if he doesn't continue paying her, and they feel trapped. And so, you know, she had kind of...
And we were like, huh, this feels like extortion. This feels like blackmail. This feels like, you know, legal kind of issues.
Yeah, things that, you know, are not legal. Yeah, exactly. So we got an update from her. She writes, first of all, thank you to everyone for helping me with this. Yes, I know that our relationship began with cheating. And yes, I know about karma. And we've dealt with that. Yeah, I know a lot of people were jumping in, especially online, and saying, hey, you know what?
They had to get a little shaming in first.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. Karma, you know, you started the relationship by cheating. It's not going to go well. So anyway, she continues. Anyway, after hearing all of your responses and reading the comments, we decided it best if he went to his employer first, just to make them, quote, aware of this ex. They were understanding and basically said that as long as this doesn't affect his work, he's in good standing with them.
All right, great.
All right.
That's good news.
Next, it was to confront his ex. He wanted to do it in person. I insisted that he keep it formal and send her an email followed by a letter stating that as of April 1st, he will no longer be helping pay her rent and utilities. So.
Yeah, it's in writing. That's good.
Yeah.
You get it in writing.
Right. So he did that. And the email was responded to right away. And she was mad. She told him she was going to harass his employer, that she was going to post about him on social media, and that she wouldn't quit until he agreed to keep paying her. I mean, it sounds like she's literally doing the same thing that she had been threatening to do.
Yeah, and just again, confirming he did the right thing in breaking up with her,
yeah.
Right?
She finishes and says, I told him not to reply, but to address the cheating on his social media and come clean with it first. We're trying to keep lawyers out of this for now. Again, thank you for the direction and wish us luck.
Oh, good luck.
Dang. Yeah.
Yikes.
Good luck.
It sounds like they still have a bit of a battle on their hands.
Yeah, I will say that they did take a lot of your suggestions in that addressing it on social media first, kind of taking that out of her sails by owning up to it and saying, hey, look, you know, I'm in a great relationship. You know, my fiance and I are happy, but, you know,
it started off in a bad place.
Right, in a bad spot, yeah. But happy that we've been able to make it here. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing, obviously, the work he does doesn't have a huge thing with social media, you know, because if it
not
was
a big policy about that.
Right. Because if it was like a big social media type of company or whatever, then I could see maybe where, you know, slandering him on social media could be some sort of issue for the company. If you know, one of their star employees or whatever was all of a sudden getting, raked over the coals on social media. But,
well, I think what they need to do now is just if they see her put anything out there, you know, keep the response, take screenshots. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could, you know, get into the harassment level. Mm-hmm. And if they need to pursue that avenue, then they'll have the ammo.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your update on, the group therapy from earlier, the paying the guilt money. So anyways, if you want to catch...
That's a success for us, though. I feel like if she listened to us, we kind of fixed it, maybe.
Maybe.
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not completely tied up with a nice little bow?
No, not entirely, but it is moving forward at least. So if you want to catch yourself up on maybe what you missed, you can get it all at WDGX.com. Click listen.